discovered last night we have a crunched space, whatever that means. Okay. If it doesn't work, call DJ's phone. He has your number? Call DJ Watowski's phone if this doesn't work. Okay, Rabbi Osei, we left off yesterday with a Bir Halacha in Simen Pei Tes. Let's read it again. And I have to take strong exceptions to what's written over here. I just don't understand it, frankly. But, you know, we have to talk it over together, you and me. Talk it over. Okay? In Pei Tes, Aleph, it says, Zman Tfilas HaShachar Mitzvah Shiyasu Ebenei Tzachar, it's ideal. Okay? But Fabura Shachar, here, Mizrach Yotzer. It's an in-between language between the Rosh and the Talmud Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But we saw yesterday, the Rosh is only the Chatchila, here, Pei Mizrach, as you find with respect to the Korban Tumah, they waited that long in the famous Mishnah Yuma. Here, Pei Kolam Mizrach at Chevra. The Chatchila, the same as the Korban Tumah, the Chatchila, so Shachar is the Chatchila. But the Eved Yotzer from Alos, from the Furshah and Mechaber, Sif Ches. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim seemed to say, no, this man is here, Pei Kolam Mizrach. Before that, it's the middle of the night, no good. The Mishnah the Bialacha says, Amen HaShachar, we know what that is. It's an hour and a fifth hour of the Rambam. Not that it's the morning star, it's the way before. The Vilna Gaon explains it in Yerushalmi. So Bechaber says, Kodin Sheher Ben Mizrach, Af Shalom HaShachar LaYotzi, Af V'diyem. That's what Rabbeinu Yeruchim says in the Mefarish. The Magen Avraham Pri Chodesh say no. All of the Shachar Yotzer b'di'evad Yomus before Shirach Sifches. Pri Begodim Efakrik Mizeh. After B'yetzer b'din Yashma Shirin Vineyem d'min Ator Yomu Avkodim Sheir Pnei Kapnei Mizrach B'chol Dova Kei B'chalim B'Shachar Mizeh B'shas Adchak Mutter L'chad Chilo Adnav Sifches. But Shalom B'shas Adchak, he says in the Rambam that you're not Yotzer even b'di'evad. So you did just show me yesterday, even though we normally say Shas Adchak is Kadiyev with the Torah equivalent, there could be some cases in which, in fact, you could be Yotzei with Shas Adchak, but it's not a Shas Adchak, the Chazal say, no, it took it away from you. No, even though it doesn't make too much sense to us logically, but that's what seems to be the opinion of the Prima Godin, and is precedent for it in other areas of Halacha as well. Adkan, so far. Vaita. On the Biyosim, he said, "Not seeing the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, the Sefer Mati Yudah, the Grovish Tefishno, so the Yo Kulam Kiyachad Meiskimu, the Achiyah by Mizrach, I feel it with the Eved and the Yotzei, that the Dainu Bichlal Laila Achiyah by Mizrach." I don't think it's true. I looked up the Vilna Gaon. I just don't think it's true. I have the Vilna Gaon here. I'll try to read it to you. I don't think the Gaon ever said that, or ever would say that, or that anyone would say that. It's against Mishnayos. How can you say such a thing? You know, the Amuna Shachar is Yotzei. The Mishnah Megillah, with no as ifs or buts. I have the Vilna Gaon here in front of me. Shno Saliyo. You'll see, I'll bring it out and read for a second. Let's read right there. Mitam Adayin Dula, Asher Mizrach. V'chol ha-poskim shekosim v'shalom ha-nashachah v'ezeh yidin. Haino hea Mizrach. Kemash ha-shenigah de Megillah, Davchof, v'chol shalom ha-nashachah yotza. No, hea Mizrach. What are you talking about? Kam ha-tzalsach ha-kach, v'seh v'mamun yibor. The fellow, so this guy should have a gurukos of king, but arrived from the Yerushalmi, Ayin Shon, the Shno Saliyo. Guys? Is that what you see? Shno Saliyo. I have a Shno Saliyo. I asked you to look. It's on the old Maramakomus here. It's on the old Maramakomus, if I'm not mistaken. Shno Saliyo, the very beginning of Brochus. Here he says, a long discussion here. It's the Ramaskal Rabbi Gamliel Omer. I asked to see it's very, very long. It's also about, we spoke about the whole Sukkot Pesachim, so we'll come back to the Sukkot Pesachim. We're not finished with Pesachim yet, Rabbi Osei. We thought we were finished. We're not quite finished. We'll come back later. But meanwhile, most of what the Gomer said has to do with the Sukkot in the Sechta Pesachim. Alam Shachar, who hayat Pnei HaMizrach? Vlo Ayelas HaShachar. No. No. The Rishabah says, from Ayelas HaShachar until Heretz was Dal and Minim. Fine. The Rambam says, O Ayelas HaShachar. He doesn't say, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Rabbi Osei, the whole word of Amun HaShachar is you see the first glimpse of light in the east. That's what Amun HaShachar means. The first glimpse of light. That's what it means. Hey, Pnei Mizrach is a little bit of light. As opposed to what the Mishnah Yuma says, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The whole eastern sky is lit up. That's later, that I can see. But the Vilna Gaon says, it's impossible to say such a thing. It can't be. Because he's going to quote in the same long paragraph, it's a long discussion of how long it takes. He says, Beferish. He says, Dalin Milin, okay? So he explains over here, Dalin Milin is, Dalos HaShachak is HaChama, is what is it? It's only what we call 1 hour and a fifth of an hour. Okay, explains it by Richas Gedola. Shah B'chomesh, Dalin Milin. Alosa Shah Hanetz HaChama, Shah B'chomesh. That's what it is. But don't tell me that Heir Pneh Kol HaMizrach is a different time. It's not true. He said Heir Pneh HaMizrach, which means exactly Alosa Shachar, which is exactly 4 mil before the sun rises. And he loves Venus and it's a Bialoch at all. Says the opposite of the Shah Saliyah. So, in my opinion, there's no such Shita. Everyone holds that Alosa Shachar, which is however you define Alosa Shachar, that I can understand. Atzenkul and Akkul, Azekkul. Or 96 minutes, whatever we had yesterday. Whatever it is. But that's whatever. There's no such animal, forgive me, of Heir Pneh HaMizrach, except for one thing. It's Heir Pneh Kol HaMizrach, which is a different phrase, which is used in the Masechet Yuma, because they're afraid to make a mistake. That I can see. If you want to say that chakras is no good, because they depended on the time of the Korban Torah, fine, say that. And don't tell me that's when Boker starts for the rest of all Hilchos HaTorah. No. Mifus is the Fereshis. Alul HaShachar, that's what it is. I don't understand the B'Halacha whatsoever. We're not finished yet. There's another B'Halacha. Simen Nun Ches, Sim Dalet. A second B'Halacha. Nun Ches, Sim Dalet. If says the Heilig of Yolach and Yisha'olah, the Divya Melan Avraham, but that's 3 lines in the page Saliyat. The comments in the page test of Kotten, Siv Kotten, Gimel should say, but Pri Begore, Pri Chodesh, Shabuhua, Tzman Alos HaShachar, Kodem Sheher Bnei Mizuch, Amada. The Rav Hashemit is Yisrael Shulcholek on Amad and Avram. So when I was a shachar, Nikla Mishaher Pnei Mizrach, Chodol Kodem. Ach Shem Atos Lavich Yidol, Gam Agrosh, Hasol Yom, and the Mishkan, Shem Atos Shachar, says, Alos HaShachar, Heir Pnei Mizrach. I agree. I'm the first one to agree, but it's identical. 72 minutes before. Ten Kos Lev Shem Gam Kev Vindir Ramach Yiduch Nosem, Alos HaShachar, Mishaher Pnei Mizrach. Maskin. Mat Yehuda Maskin. I'm Maskin to everything, except it's not much to the time. Yeah? Right? The newly arrived in the river. Oh, suddenly being a raya, now here it's getting dangerous. Because the Mishnah Brewer, Godel Hador, understands him as being after Los Hashachar, which is, I think, the opposite of raya in the group. He's trying to bring a raya. What's his raya? The Rashba, according to the Beis Yosef, we know this Rashba. To be Kevin Sha'olam on Hashachar, Shaper Matzi Kori Yotzero, Ucha'an She Mishma. Now remember that Rashba? I think Gemara said, no, we'll just get 2 words about that. Dichuya b'yalma, remember that? The Rashi of Gemara that for your base of the Navas, Dichuya b'yalma. It said you have to wait Yotzeror until Nishayaka make Kehilas Lelova. It's with Dichuya b'yalma. So we don't pass in the way. We're not passing, it's not that way. Fine. Good. Watch this. Anche Mishma of Yotzeror, Zman Harbi Achashkina Satomid, Kedisa Barashi Brahma Sudal from the base, Bohu. That's all that's also true. Period. Not at X number of minutes more until Heir Pnei HaMizrach. When they were mak of the carbon tumor, as it has in the Mishnah, the third parak of human. After Akati, it's the Hakhas al Rashba. Then we know that the Teicha Mach Hashem Nehem Mizrach, Motsi Al Yotzeror, Dil Moshom Shani, Shit Shtahar Ben Pinyonim, Ach Hashchita, Ulai Sulek Ohani is reason heim, when the Sachana Al Yezek, he mak men ama'a. Otherwise, we have to wait till Misha Yakir. The whole thing is wrong, in my opinion. All the Rashba is discussing One of two things. When is this man from Yotzerah? The two stark choices. Only two. What are the two choices? Either Alos HaShachar or Mashiach and Kodesh Rabbah. So the first over here in the Mishnah Brewer. I didn't make this up. The Mishnah Brewer says it over here in Siman Nun. Siman Nun Ches Sid. Not finding over here. One second. Ah, my Nun Ches. Siman Nun Ches. Let me get the right page. Skip the page. Wait a minute. Give me a second. This. The two choices. Remember we had the Bi'ur Halacha says that although it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you can say the brachos of Yotzer or early, as early as Amud HaShachar, okay? But it's also called Yotzer or, this is Siman Nun Ches, Sid Beis. The Magen Avraham disagrees, that you have to wait until Mishiyakir. That's found over here in Mishnah Brura Yud Zayin. Here it is. Magen Avraham, pre-Magen Apostle, the Ein Lomo Yotzer or, anyway, because of Mitzvah Tefillin. So you have to wait anyway because of the issue of Tefillin. Fine. Those are the two strong choices. There's no other choices. It's either Alos HaShachar, which is the Tichuya B'Alma, or no. It's Mamish, it's Mishayakim and Chelas Lavan. There are no other choices. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. There's nothing. No other possible choice. Fine. So if that's the case, that's the discussion in the Sechta Brachos, Yud Aleph, Yud Beit. That's what the Rashba's talking about. Okay. All the Rashba's saying, you don't have to be waiting until Mishiyakir, and then it can be Yotze Malos HaShachar. Ibn Metzias, Yanshe Mishma, didn't do it until after Hayapnei Mizrach. Who cares? That's an irrelevant shear for everything else but that Kravos LaKarban Tamin. Now, it is interesting, though. This is interesting. I will concede this. And here the Bi'ur Halacha is saying something which is fascinating. Again, fascinating. If you look below brachas, you see the word below brachas in the Bi'ur Halacha on page 182. Masha midvarav the korab of brachas ak pahem yotzer. Chol point to the Bogan Aram, hey, yes, you stop making yotzer with the Ebrich yotzer or it's before Mishayakir with the Ebrich. No, you lie to the Chuyu Bi'am. Those are only two choices. But it's interesting. What's happening over here is that he quotes the Anshei Mishmer. Anshei Mishmer did not say until after the Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Listen carefully, please. And then they shechted it. And then in the Kol HaMizrach, quickly they ran away. Matman and later they were saying Kriyashma. Or they were saying, again, Anshei Mishmer said it after Heir Pnei, before Mishiyak. I told you that Mishiyakir, in my opinion, is a pretty early Zman. Not like some of the later posts will say. So, how long does it take for Pnei Kol HaMizrach? Go ask your astronomer, go on Google, go on the internet. How long after the first glimmer of light, very first, which is, you know, 2 minutes before, 9 minutes before, or something in between that before, how long does it take till the whole east is lit up? Doesn't have to be light like now. A little bit lit up. I thought it would take a fairly short time. So I'm saying now it has to be a short time, but it has to be short enough that you can wait till you see that. But just to make sure you're not making a mistake with also Shachar. So I'll say it's going to take in the Yerushalayim. I'm sorry to say it like this. Take 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then it's going to take another 5 minutes till you finish with the shechit and everything else. And then they're going to say Yotzer Or, and still before Mishiyakir. Because according to the Kaf HaChayim, the Shriyaka is an hour before, which is Pashas is only 12 minutes after the Alos HaShachar. The Prima Gadol is only 6 minutes after Alos HaShachar. That's a chor against the Rashba. Because the Rashba is saying that they said Anshei Mishnah would say it before Mishiyakir, Anshei Mishnah. And they said Yom Tzeror after they finished Shechitas HaTamid. Rashi says in Brachos Yud Aleph, and Shechitas HaTamid was after halfway at Mizrach. No. So he wants to say that Hemes is Alos HaShach, and not Maskin. That's later, but so it's a short time later. Otherwise, the math is not going to work out with the Mishayakar according to the Kaf HaChayim. Later Mishayakar, but Moshe's Mishayakar is only a little more than half an hour before sunrise. Such a late Mishayakar, it kills you in the winter time. But the Pashas is not that way. Even according to the other calendar saints, I say 12.9. They say 11. Even 11 after a pretty quick. Here, they call him Israel. Okay, I'm just mentioning it to you. Fine. So this takes care of this issue. I don't think it's correct what he said until now. Now, the Magen Avraham says the Farish in spheres of cotton base. I'm opening up. If you have a picture of it, I don't know if you can see it. If not, you can take it from me. The Magen Avraham is found in Sif cotton base in Simon Nunches. It's worth looking at the chance later on. Rabbos, you should now have the Marma Komas from the morning and from the evening for the next little while. I printed them out both. If you don't have, I'll print out more. Sivkot and Beis. Mechabes, Ramah has a Shir Neitzachama, Kumo Shir Shah Achas, Kodem Shiyala Kogufa Sher Beshalom. This is the Pilule Ploim. It's basically, it's a typo. Shir Shah Achas? Neitzachama is an hour from the beginning to the end? Shah Achas? This doesn't make any sense. Where did this come from? Where did this come from? The Rambam. Perk off a lucky out. It's a typo in the Rambam. We'll see in a minute. There are three different texts in the Rambam. We have Shoachas. Some say Isu Shah, which is 6 minutes. And some say Shlish Isu Shah, which is 2 minutes. There are three different texts in the Rambam. Not one, not two, but three. So the Rambam had this the original text of Mishnah. It says the Magen Avraham da Beis. Mashu Beis Yosef Mishiyasa Likros Achiyal Guf HaShemesh Hushah. How can it be? V'yesh Goros Kikon Yisr Shams. It also can't be. It doesn't take that long for the sun to rise, 6 minutes. So there's another Gersim which says Shlish Yisr Shah. 2 minutes. Oh, that's more like it. It takes about 2 minutes for the sun to rise. A little more, 2 point something minutes. From the beginning of the sunrise to the end of the sunrise. The sun's a big ball of fire. That's why the shkia is also 2 minutes. That's why, for not for now, the shkia of Tosefta Shabbat, which is mandatory, is 2 minutes from Rosh Hashanah. Where do you get 2 minutes from? Because it says in the Farish in the Mishnah Shabbos, Chul Beisul Matir in Shemesh, which is the sun is still shining. I don't have to Tosefta Shabbos. The answer is when it's fully shining. Once it begins to dip into the horizon, it will be called mandatory Tosefta Shabbos for 2 minutes, 2 point something. That's how long it takes for the great ball of fire to go up and to go down from the top to the bottom. Everything so far? That's the Gersa Shlish Yisrael. We have the Gersa Yisrael Shah, but the Yisrael Shah is a way you count, listen carefully, you can look here from the Rambam there, from Yotzer O until Gaul Yisrael. It takes an Yisrael Shah. That's how long it should take. It should take 6 minutes to daven. I'm not sure how fair shuls go. I'm not going to comment on that a little bit. Shuls, it should take 6 minutes to get from Yotzer Or until Gaul Yisrael. It should take 6 minutes, and shul, when I'm there, it takes around 6 minutes. When I'm not there, you won't comment. But that's how shuls are. I think that's the correct verse. Isu Shah. Shah is not correct, nor is Shlish Isu Shah correct. Isu Shah. The Rambam's Gemara says we have an island. Shir Zekimo brackets. Yisr Shah Kodem Shetala Hashemesh. Well, what had to begin? Eiz is mana biyom mitzvos shiyas halikos kodem anei tzachama dey shiyigmo halikos lebarach brachachmona in anei tzachama. Shir Zekimo I think the shame is that he started from Yotzerar. That's what I believe the rabbi is talking about. And that's how long it takes you. It should take you 6 minutes approximately to get from Yotzerar until Shmon Esrei. Someone asked me, how long should Shmon Esrei take? So I had someone do a word count for me, a word count on Birchas Krishna, and a word count on Shmon Esrei. It's almost the same number of words. So it takes you 6 minutes to say Shmon Esrei. The person should say you're some kind of a big marriage. That's 6 minutes is fine. My Balabat can do it in two. You know, obviously I have a tape. You know, you want to hear a shir, you put it on speed, you know. Some rabbis speak slow, very slowly. So you want to rush to hear it, you put it on three times speed, you know. I think you do that with my shir. But they managed to do the Birchas Krishna, or Shmon Esrei, three times speed. Whatever, I'm just commenting. But 6 minutes should do the trip easily, and you do it in four, it's okay. Rav Dablitzer says it should take you 9 minutes. Every day down to Shmon Esrei. I don't know, it's a Sabbath, but we think that it can be done in six, it can even be less than that if necessary. Birchas Krishna and Shmon Esrei have the almost the same number of words. You can check it out on your Google. That's how everyone's calculated. So the rabbi, anyway, that's just an aside. What's the Magen Avraham saying over here? Something very fascinating. Very fascinating. The Magen Avraham of Sefkon Beis says as follows. Listen very carefully, please. Watch this. Listen. How can it be? He says, Isushah Zikra. Isushah. Okay. Isushah. Now, this is. Give me 1 second. Now, give me a minute, I'll be with you. Okay, I'm looking in the wrong place. Hold on a second, please. It's okay, we learned something important even though I was looking in the wrong place. Ah, I was supposed to be looking pay tests at certain days. No wonder. Okay, but don't, no regrets. Petesis kon meis. Il mishalah vod hashachar. Hayne ha'or ha'notitz v'pas ha'mizvah kol ma'alos ha'shem ha'shav v'chol mishav. 72 minutes. What's the loma? Kodam ha'netzachama. Adamina me'alos ha'shachar ha'netzachama. Hey, mili. Hey, five? Petesis tzachar. Five? What kind of five? The maskana is only four. So here the Rambam himself says, that's, what is it? Beis Chum Shul Shah. That's our kasha from yesterday. Is it 24 minutes or is it 18 minutes? So Heimel should be two shahs, a zetzkel. Why is it Shah v'chomish? And look in Tafnun Tez, Milas Reviyas V'chelet Chav, which is what? 18 minutes. Heimel is Shah Maktsav. Oh, not 2 hours. And nearly the pasuk about Adam Be'alos Hashachar Neitzachar is Dalad Milin, because the other man has a Tshuftah, as we saw. It's still a Stira to Tzachar. So he has a famous kasha, the famous Stira, which we spoke about, Barichas, we get to different Tehrutzim yesterday. Kamzachas Am Sobo, something that's mind-boggling. Mamish mind-boggling. It's unbelievable what he says. Look what he says. Listen carefully. For Emerson, the Rambam holds, and when a shachar is come as dalad minim, from shkiyah it says is dalad minim. Nishin yaneitz acham al shkiyah lamin beis milin. Oh, the Vilna Gaon's Varot. It's 32, right? Mil is 22 and a half. Ola l'kol mil chav beis milin b'chetzi huayikon. That's what the Chok Yaakov said. Aye, it's shav b'chomesh. What does it mean? It's wrong. If a mil is 22 and a half, it should be 90, not 72. Look at the Achidish Nifla Venari. Called Toysis of Sof and Sadidah. Even the Mitzvah is a Shkia, Habidah and Milin, the Komodom Gil, Rive, Mil, Achronim, Shekwa Nifla, Sa, Achamah, Sa, Hovia, Rakia, and Ben HaShmoshes. This we know. He comes with a whopper, mind-boggling chiddush. The only Chassam Soloveitchik can say. Okay, who are in the Amun HaShachar, Klos Arive Miller, Rishonim, Betfilas Yitzias Alchama, and Ruim Betfilas Cloud. Pillei Ploim. He made a kind of a Ben HaShvashos in the morning.
What?
We always understood that in the evening is this twilight zone. Right? There's three quarters of a mil, which is neither here nor there. Suffolk Gum, Suffolk Lack. That's a Mefurash Gemara and Shabbos Amidah. However, in the morning, no. There's an immediate change between night and day. When does that happen? Halos HaShachar. Says the Chassam Sofer, no. Even in the morning, there's this twilight zone of three quarters of a mil. Pirlei Ploim. Pirlei Ploim. The plus a river mil, if every mil is 22 and a half, take a calculator out. Are you there, DJ? Take a calculator, 3/4 times 3/4 of 22 and a half. Hen Krovin, Liyut Ches Minut, Chetosim Izem, Idalat Nilin, Nisha Shah, Bachomesh Bekiruv. It's almost 18 minutes. What is it exactly? What's
0.75.
What did you say one more time?
0.75.
0.75 of 22.5.
Is it 0.03 bar?
Okay. No, you need 0.75. 0.75 of 22.5.
5.5 minutes.
0.75. 3/4 of 22.5.
16.875.
16.875. If I'm not mistaken.
8.75.
That's right. 16.875. Said the head of the Chassam Sofer, you have 90 minutes. Oh, you don't have 90 minutes. You have a new Chassam Sofer, Ben HaShemash in the morning, which will last, a bill is 22 and a half, will last you 16 7/8 of a minutes. Now, if you have to go from 90, what was 90? 90 is 4:30 in the morning, sunrise at 6. If you have to add 16 7/8 minutes, that takes you to 4:46 7/8. Okay? 4:46 7/8 is approximately 72 minutes before 6. Had it been 4:48, it would have been 72 minutes exactly. So the Chassam Sofer says, all right, if it's a minute and 1/8 off, it's close enough. New math! Rav Moshe, his new math, I told you, it was 50 minutes, and he's 9 instead of 13 and a half. He also has new math. He created kind of a semi-ben hashmash in the morning. Pilei ploim manush. I urge me before my life. But that's what he says. Pilei ploim manush. Pilei ploim. He quotes Tosin of Sam Laman Heyamanav. Tosin is a kasha. Nechse Adam Benami, who weeds with Kila Shkia Dalam Milan. What's a suffix? Why is it a suffix? It's a Mashamar. Why is it a suffix? Should be no suffix until then. Should be no suffix. What's going on over here? Right? See how long it takes? Well, thanks. What's the answer? The Sakur Ma'ad Benini. What does that mean? What we call three mil and a quarter is really 4 mil. So the Chassam Sofer is right. That maybe it's not a loss of Shachar until 3 1/4 mil before Netzachama. And that's because that's maybe 4 mil. I don't understand what I was talking about. You have to look at the Tosin Shabbat, but now it's 10:30. We're going to stop. Tomorrow, I'll both say, you have to bring a Gemara Shabbos and a Gemara Pesachim, please. And a Gemara Brachos, of course. And if you have a chance, a couple of Mishnah Berurahs. Got to try to figure out what's going on over here, okay? We're winding down, Abbas. We're getting close. By the end of the week, hopefully we'll finish this. Man, we're still going to start something new. But it won't guarantee that. We have 2 more days. So we'll try our best. If not, it's always Sunday. Okay? Good. Now we got to